Thank you, Mr. Chair. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mr. Chair, we would like to thank Mr. Saad Al-Faraghi, the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development, for presenting the Royal Report on his mandates and consultation conducted with the state and the regional group on the implementation of Right to Development. My delegation continued to support the mandate of the Special Rapporteurs and reaffirmed the need for enhance his efforts to overcome the existing political impasse within the working group to fulfill mandates as established by the former Commission of Human Rights in these resolutions 1998/7211 and the Human Rights Council in this resolution 4/4 of 13 March 2007. We also welcome the reports of the Special Rapporteurs submitted to the 39th session of Human Rights Council and 73 sessions on the United Nations General Assembly session, which underlined the link between the South-South cooperation, sustainable development, and right to development. We request the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development to pay particular attention to the implementation of the Right to Development in accordance with his mandate, including by contributing the work of Working Group on the Right to Development with a view supporting accomplishment of its overall mandate. Mr. Chair, democracy, developments, and the respect for human rights and fundamental freedom are independent and mutually reinforcing. We believe that democracy is based on the freely expressed will of the people of determine their own political, economic, social and cultural system and their full participation in all aspects of their lives. In that context, we believe that unilateralistic impositions and the preconditions are antithetic to the cause of human rights and undermine collective efforts to the safeguarding of its promotion and protection. Mr. Chair, finally, the unilateral coercive measures are one of the major obstacles to implementation of the Declaration Right to Development. The imposition of the unilateral coercive measures by United States administration in some countries has deprived their people of a fair share of the benefits of the right to development. The coercive policy and the measures seemingly relentless have caused economic hardship for the target population and resulted in the serious humanitarian consequence of violating of human rights, notably the right to the food and the right to the health of the targeted populations, and jeopardize their right of the life. This is an alarming indication of the high level of impunity of the perpetrators of such devastating measures continue to enjoy in pursuing their discriminatory and repressive policies. Given the importance of the situation caused by continuing of unilateral coercive measures and their negative impact on the enjoyment of human rights of targeted population, we request the Special Rapporteurs to take into account the negative impact of such measures on its right to development in his future reports and in accomplishing his mandate. I thank you, Mr. Chair.